You're listening to the Daidokoro Video Podcast. Hi, I'm Pat Tokuyama, and you're about to discover some of the tastiest ways to feed your mind, body, and soul. A pharmacist by training, you may know me as the founder of All Day I Eat Like a Shark, the food blog, YouTube channel, or as author of several Japanese cookbooks. If you desire to live a healthy life and are looking for a different way forward with a hunger for growth, then this video podcast is for you. Daidokoro is a Japanese term for kitchen. And I'm glad you're here. With each episode, we're going to be bringing clarity to your cooking by blending Japanese tradition and life lessons into bite-sized bits that even a shark would enjoy. Ready to make some magic happen? Let's explore the art of Japanese tea, focusing on its precise etiquette and core elements. Tea master Sendoriku put it perfectly. It's not just about motions, it's about inner purity. Chayoyu is way more than a drink. It's an art form that connects you with nature, and that whole experience begins with the space itself. Every single detail has a purpose, right? So this isn't just any room. The chashitsu is built to create a specific vibe. Every detail, like that low entrance, is there to help you focus and quiet your mind. Okay, now for the tools, these aren't just utensils. They're treated like works of art. The tea bowl is vital. It's all about wabi-sabi, you know, finding beauty in imperfection. And get this, the whisk is so delicate, hosts might use a new one for every gathering. Even the scoop is super simple. It's all about stripping things down to their real purpose. Now for the main event, a formal gathering. A formal chaji is a serious commitment. We're talking 4 hours long. Each step is basically a performance of hospitality and respect. It's known as timai. So what's the point of all this? Well, it all comes down to four core ideas: harmony, respect, purity, and tranquility. You see these principles in every single element we just saw. The spirit of chayoyu is really about finding these peaceful moments in our own everyday lives, and we should really just do our best to stay at ease with our own lives, and every time a moment or two goes by, we're trying to yao, try to lao, in a grateful way. We're trying to be your best friends, we're trying to let go of the things we've lost in our lives, we're trying to let go of the things we've lost in our own lives. But in the same way, we're trying to act in a way that we're spoken to. We're being able to interpret and feel the way that our parents have been to understand how they feel. And if they're going to admit that, we might as well do the opposite. We have to get in the right direction. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you're watching or listening from. And if you haven't yet, it'd mean a lot to me if you could share your thoughts in a review on iTunes to let me know what you think of this new video podcast. Then I can take that feedback and make things better for next time. And I'd encourage you to share this with a friend or a loved one, because if you've gotten value out of it, chances are they will too. Want to try cooking Japanese food at home from scratch? Head over to alldayieat.com/aisatsu, A-I-S-A-T-S-U, to get started today. And if you're new here, make sure to check out alldayieat.com/daidokoro, D-A-I-D-O-K-O-R-O, for all the show notes, bonus materials, resources, and more.